Time to bring in none other than Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm good.
All right. So, what are we going to talk about today? I'm completely out of the loop.
What a losing city New York is.
Fill me
out off the season with the Giants and the Jets. They were both laughable at best. And now last night, the Rangers lost, the Devils lost, the Knicks lost, and the Rangers lost. They got to rename this town the City of Losers. There's only one town that can exceed New York as the City of Losers. You know which one that is?
What?
Philadelphia.
Oh, well, I'm glad you brought this up. Now, I've always, when I was younger, Mike, I used to follow the Giants around. You know I'm a Giant fan.
I used to fly to San Francisco, yeah. And when they were ever in the area, I used to go see them as well.
I used to have Giants tickets, and I would go to all 8 home games, and I would also go occasionally to games that were held in Washington and in Philadelphia to see them play, of course, the Eagles and the Redskins, because they're such close rivals.
Yeah, it's not far, 3 hours away.
Going to Washington was a dream. You had some fun interaction with the fans, and there was some jabbing back and forth, but it was acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Going into Philadelphia,
it's hell.
Was like going into one of these video games. Where
as soon as you get over that Ben Franklin Bridge, it's like you entered the gates of hell.
And it's all young fans.
Yep, young drunk punks.
You know, at Giants Stadium, when I first started going to Giants Stadium, I noticed there was two types of fans. There was the young fans who, when they got up in, by the first couple of rows, were the most obnoxious and said the most obnoxious things to the players that I've ever seen in my life.
Beer muscles.
And then there were the other fans.
Mm-hmm.
But at Giants Stadium, it's maybe a 15% to 85% ratio. 85% of the fans are great. 15% of the fans are drunken fools.
Philadelphia, it's 95-5.
It seems that way. It's unbelievable.
It's terrible. I saw some videos. I'll tell you what. If I was going to watch a game in Philadelphia with my friends and the clock was pushed back a few years, I can guarantee I wouldn't see the game. But I can guarantee a lot of those people would be in the hospital.
What I saw was absolutely outrageous. It was like walking through the tunnel of death.
It was awful. It was like the slaves being led to the through the doorway to the Colosseum to get fed to the lions.
Now, you know, we all make fun how you can't stand Yankee fans and you can't stand Patriot fans, but you can't stand Yankee fans and Patriot fans because they're so obnoxious about winning.
Well, we got into a fight in Yankee Stadium because of people cursing me and my uncle back in the day.
But it's nothing compares.
It's D-ball compared to the major leagues of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's nothing compares. Nothing compares.
And it's even women.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It was funny. I was watching a thing that had Phil Simms, a whole bunch of NFL players on it, and they were talking about the worst fans in the NFL, to a person, current players, retired players, commentators, all said Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And there's one place in college that's similar to that, West Virginia. West Virginia, I know several people that played football, Division I, against West Virginia in West Virginia, and they were told to wear your helmets at all times.
it's just amazing.
People are nuts. People are nuts. If you will go online, and there's plenty of them, to watch any of these videos of these people in Philadelphia, they're insane. They're nuts. There's a reason why people hate Philadelphia. And you can see it. It's right there. It's right there on film.
And there's a reason why now even New England Patriot haters are going to be rooting for the Patriots.
Oh, I hope Brady has the greatest Super Bowl in the history of a quarterback. I hope he goes like 38-40, and they hang like 47 points up on the Eagles.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Yeah, it was, and the NFL sooner or later is going to have to do something about it. It goes beyond acceptable.
Put it this way: any town that has to put Crisco on the light post, something's wrong.
Yeah, to keep people from celebrating and climbing
the light posts and God knows doing what up there. Crisco.
it's amazing.
It's laughable.
Yeah, it's laughable, except sooner or later.
Yeah, somebody's going to get killed.
Yeah, it's laughable until sooner or later someone's going to. They had baseball bats they were holding as Viking fans were going by. Baseball bats.
Well, like I told, I think I said the other day, there was a couple Viking. No, I don't think I said it. A couple of Viking fans going into the stadium didn't know what gate it was. They turn around and they both get clubbed in the face with full cans of beer.
Unbelievable.
That's fun, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's fun. Just have gladiator games down in Philadelphia. Put them in a big stadium and let them have at each other.
Absolutely unbelievable.
What a bunch of animals.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've been to San Francisco. Let me tell you. I used to go watch the Giants 49er games, and it was high tension there. And the Giant fans were rude. Some of them were rude and obnoxious and whatever. But when you went to San Francisco, it was like a different world. You could have wore any shirt you wanted there, and nobody would bug you. I never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've gone to a couple other places that were similar, and I've been to Philadelphia. Philadelphia, I wore nondescript clothes, sat on my hands, couldn't root, couldn't clap, couldn't do anything because I was afraid that if I did, I'd be in the hospital because I went to the game by myself.